This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's done what he can. Now it's up to Congress to help curb gun violence. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani explains.
The president says he's exhausted his executive authority.
I can't do anything except plead with the Congress to act reasonably.
That was here at the White House before leaving for North Carolina, where the president renewed a call for lawmakers to ban assault-style weapons.
Why in God's name do we allow these weapons of war in our streets and at our schools?
The president says he knows people wonder why he keeps unsuccessfully calling for a ban.
Because I want you to know who isn't doing it. Who isn't helping?
Not long before that, number two Senate Republican John Thune was asked if Congress will take up gun legislation.
It's just premature to talk about it, and I think there are a lot of grieving, hurting families in Nashville.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Biden on Tuesday urged Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to abandon a judicial overhaul proposal that led to massive protests in Israel, prompting the Israeli leader to say he does not make decisions based on pressure from abroad. Netanyahu on Monday delayed the overhaul proposal after large numbers of people took to the streets in protest. The White House initially said in response that Netanyahu should seek a compromise on the issue. Netanyahu said his administration was striving to make reforms via broad consensus. The official death toll from a landslide in Ecuador rose to at least 8 Tuesday evening as families and rescue crews worked to find dozens of people missing after Sunday's landslide smothered buildings and a stadium in the Andean province of Chimborazo after heavy rains which destroyed roads and the infrastructure. For more news, join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The family of an American couple kidnapped in Haiti pleads for their release after they say they paid $6,000 and now the kidnappers want more money. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Jean Dickens Toussaint and his wife Abby were kidnapped by gangs while visiting Haiti from Florida on March 18th, according to sister Nikesse Toussaint. The gangs are now demanding $200,000 each. The family says it paid someone they trusted $6,000 to give to the gang, but the money vanished. It's not unusual for gangs in Haiti, which often kidnap people, to refuse to release them after ransoms are paid. The U.S. State Department says it's in contact with Haitian authorities. According to the U.N., at least 101 kidnappings were reported in the first 2 weeks of March. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris pledged a new era of partnership and innovation with Africa on Tuesday during a speech in Ghana's capital, Accra. Speaking at a Black Star Gate as part of a week-long trip to the continent, Harris reaffirmed the United States' commitment to building partnership that increased digital inclusion. Harris is the most high-profile member of President Biden's administration to visit Africa as the U.S. escalates its outreach to the continent. On Monday evening, Harris and her husband, Doug Emhoff, attended a banquet dinner hosted by President Nana Addo Kufuor. Harris will also visit Tanzania and Zambia. AP correspondent Mike Hemman reports the ruling would set an extraordinary scenario if former vice president potentially testifying against his former boss in a criminal investigation.
The ruling comes as Pence has been inching closer to announcing a run for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, which would put him in direct competition with Trump. Pence has spoken extensively about Trump's pressure campaign, urging him to reject President Biden's victory in the days leading up to January 6th. Pence, as vice president, had a ceremonial role overseeing the counting of the Electoral College vote, but he did not have the power to impact the results.
That was Mike Hempen reporting. Mexico's president said migrants targeted for deportation set a fire inside a detention facility Monday in protest, killing at least 40 people, injuring 29 others. Surveillance video release showed guards made no apparent attempt to release the men as the flames began. The immigration detention facility in Ciudad Juarez across the U.S. border from El Paso, Texas, and a major crossing point for migrants. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.